Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Giant fans are enamored with the number one overall pick. If they get the number one overall pick, the thought is, as you said, they could draft whoever the heck they want. Mm-hmm. But the likeliest outcome is that they would trade the number one overall pick. Let's go to Kevin in Manhattan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you having me on right before the holiday. Wishing you all a blessed holiday.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Congrats to Hot Take Tommy, the Rodney Dangerfield of WFAN for his new show.
No respect.
But as you alluded to earlier, consensus is the Giants need players to fill multiple holes. More draft picks is, more of Tiki's favorite rookies. So what I wanted to ask is, what has more value? Because potentially, you could trade Dart for players that are proven. He's a somewhat proven player. You could hire, you could trade him for somewhat proven players. If you trade the draft pick, you're likely to get more draft picks rather than, proven players. So I just want to get your thoughts on, what's more valuable from a trade capital perspective, and will the Giants entertain both?
I think they probably would, but I think this is the challenge with the cap situation the Giants find themselves in. They don't have a ton of cap space going into the 2026 season. Now, the cap, as I've always said, is fungible, and so there are ways around it and to create space, but they're not going in like the Jets with $100+ million in cap space. So yes, you can draft guys, or if you're the Jets, you can also go crazy in free agency.
Right.
So I don't think the Jets will do that, by the way, but if the Giants had cap space, free agency would be the way to think about filling some of those holes, because with rookies, it just extends that ability to get good right away.
They're also a lot cheaper, though.
100% they're cheaper. But you don't know. You just don't know. Right? So you're going to have a draft, and it's not like you're having two drafts in a season. You're going to have 7 to 8 new players, and how many of them are going to hit for you right away? You don't know the answer. And so you got to fill some free agency. Jermaine Illuminor is a free agent. One of the other offensive linemen is a free agent as well. Now, obviously, you drafted Marcus Bowe, so he's there. Maybe he can fill a hole for you. But there is a lot of roster maneuvering that the Giants still have to do to get viable for next season with whoever the new head coach
is. Which is why trading that number one overall pick for a host of draft picks is appealing.
Yes.
Now, you obviously then have to make the right decisions, and as you say, they're rookies, and rookies suck, but that's the likeliest outcome. Now, the other thing he threw out there is the thing I dared to bring up a week ago, and you guys all thought I was trolling, which is the idea of using that pick to draft a quarterback and trading Jackson Dart. I think that every conversation needs to be on the table when you finish 2-15. And so I suggest that conversation be put on the table.
Right.
But I doubt the Giants will do it. And here's a part of why they won't do it. And I guess you could ask me and other Jet fans this question. What would I give up for Mendoza versus what would I give up for Jackson Dart? And the truth is, and it's not even like that rational, but my brain works this way too. I'm giving up less for Jackson Dart. And I think the reason is because once the car is off of the lot. The lot.
It depreciates.
It depreciates. One less year of control.
Like, I mean, idiots with idiots.
I'm a year into the lease.
I saved him on that one.
Thank you. I never actually screwed up the idiot.
Screw it up. He just paused it for a while.
Yeah. I allowed Tiki to fix it. So I did. But if Jackson Dart was made available via trade, he would not get the return that the number one overall pick.
Because the bloom is all. You said it before. And so we know that he's talented. And I think I've said this really my entire career, no one loves you like your mama, like the team that drafts you. Because as soon as you go someplace else, it's kind of like, Eh, okay, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Love them, but you got to now prove it again. So I think the Giant fan, the Giant organization, loves Jackson Dart because they drafted him. He's their guy. If he were to go someplace else, it'd be like, all right, what are you bringing? Like, prove it to us. I know what you did there. It's not like this is a 6-7 year, you know, multiple Pro Bowl veteran.
Did you do that on purpose?
What? Nothing. Oh yeah, kind of. No, it's now in my head. It's in my head. Whenever I have to throw mid numbers out, I always go 6-7. I used to go 3-4. Sometimes I'd say 5-6. Now I always say 6-7.
Last night,
I don't even know why.
Last night I was at Nets Raptors with both of my sons. I pulled something off I've never pulled off of. I took both my sons to a sporting event, just me.
Wow.
And I was able to pull it off.
It's impressive.
At one point in the game, it was tied 67-67.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. And both of them were like, take a picture, Dad!
They were like going crazy with their hands.
Yeah.
6-7! 6-7! 6-7! 6-7!
The Nets still in the league.
That was well done, Tiggy. And by the way, since you didn't believe me, here's the picture of the scoreboard. What does it say?
It says 67-67.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing.
Michael Porter Jr. at 22-8 at that point. Not bad.
That's impressive.
A third of their production.
No wonder they're winning.
They're red hot.
It's amazing they lose when they sit them.
Let's go to Angel in Brooklyn. What's up, Angel?
What's up, Angel?
6-7 was the biggest thing from the Nets game, huh?
Yeah, clearly. Far and away.
I mean, they got the W, so.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Yeah. Listen, every time I hear... like, people saying, like, oh, he's the guy, meaning Dart. It sounds like they're kind of convincing themselves. To be honest, I don't know. Do you feel like if Dart doesn't learn how to slide, that he's going to wind up going the way of Tua?
Tua took some bad shots. Tua's a concussion issue. It's nothing to joke about. It felt career-threatening. It really did. I mean, because they happen so frequently. Over that 2 or 3 year span, Jackson Dart. Let's be clear. He's been in the tent seven times, whatever number it is. Again, 6-7, but he's only been diagnosed with one concussion, right? And it's not like you go into the tent and they just let you come out and go back and play if you're compromised. And so he's suffered one concussion. He missed 2 weeks because of it. Is the norm, because it's just really hard to get back into, get clear of the protocol. But it's not like he's had 4 concussions this season.
No.
He's had one concussion.
But I think
this
the
season.
Fear is he will end up having multiple concussions. Yes. Not that he's had it yet.
Yes.
But that because of his style of play, well, so and the fact he's already suffered one that we know of, that could lead to him 5-6 years from now being Tua.
I don't think so. I think Tua's was... he seemed more susceptible to him because it seemed like every time he got hit, he had a concussion.
Here's what I know about Tua, who is no longer going to be the Miami Dolphins quarterback next year. Obviously, he was benched this previous week. He has not been the same guy. He just wasn't. Let's not forget how good Tua was in 2023 when he threw for 4,600 yards.
Right, and nobody throws for 4,000 yards anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good accomplishment. And after that, he suffers the concussions in 2024. And not that he's unplayable, he's just average. He's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
His career has clearly taken a hit since this occurred. Now, is that Jackson Dart 5 years from now? I hope not. But I understand the concerns because he does play with a reckless style at times.
But I also, and I've said this multiple times, I think there's a way to learn how to fall is really one of the most important things you do. Because when you get hit and you're falling backwards. It's not really going forward. Going forward, you can brace yourself. You see the ground coming. You know when to, you know how to prevent your head from hitting it. It's when you're falling backwards that you really have to ingrain, look at my feet, right? And my coaches always tell me, look down, because it keeps your head from smashing into the ground. But it's hard to do that when you get hit hard. You know what I mean?
And yeah, so, no doubt.
But there is a methodology to taking hits and staying safe. Jackson Dart hasn't learned it yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.